Yam bararim bararim bam bam balin dararin Friends, this is Joey Weisenberg here as part of the Mechon Hadar series on tefillah and music. And today we're talking about the weekday Amida. Now, I know Ellie Confer and Dina Weiss have already spoken about some of the texts in the Amida, and I'd like today that we'll be speaking about the music. In general, the first part is silent of the Amida, and we should let it be silent. And that's a time for reflection and, you know, deep concentration, personal prayers and so forth. But the second part, when the chazan or the Baal Tefillah repeats the Amida, well, then I think we want to consider that we end the Amida with the words Kulanu ke'echad be'or panecha, that we want to actually treat this Kulanu ke'echad as if we were all as one. And so to just leave one person to sing it can sometimes not get across the plural nature of that all these prayers are written in. Shema Kolenu, it says, right? Most everything is in the plural. And so if we only hear one person, it doesn't quite get it. So what we're looking for, what I like to do, is to have some mix of the Nusach and the Nigun. And just a quick word about Nusach and Nigun. Nusach is melody of the Baal Tefillah, usually more of a solo melody. And it's a sort of chant that lets everybody know what time of year, what time of day, what time of the week we're in. So during the weekday shachrit, for example, the weekday morning service, the nusach goes like this. Baruch atah Adonai, bam ba ba bam ba ba bam, ba da di da di da do dum, ba ham ba ba bam ba ba bam ba ba bam, ba di da di da. Ha la 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 la, hoi la la la. Da 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 di da da da, hoi la la la. That's the kind of sound, it's a pentatonic sound. And so, for example, the opening part goes, Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu ve'elohe aviseinu, Elohe Abraham, Elohe Yitzchak, Elohe Yaakov, Elohe Sarah, Elohe Rivka, Elohe Rachel, Elohe Leah, Avela gadol agibor v'anora, Avela elyon, Gomel chasadim tovim v'konei Yaakov, V'zocher chasdei avot, U'mevi goel livnei b'neihem l'man shemo bi'ava, Melech ozer ufokeidu Moshe umagen Baruch atah Adonai Magen Avraham ufokeid Sarah. So that's the sound of the Nusach. Nusach, its job is to put us into time. But Nigun, its job is to help us transcend time. It brings us all together and allows us to transcend time altogether. Right, so we, as in everything in the Jewish world, there's always a mix between the fixed and the spontaneous, the keva and the kavana. And so We're looking in a mix between Nusach and Nigun to know where we start and to not know where we'll end. To know what time of the year we're in, to start in that rooted place, and then to allow ourselves to go out into transcendent territory that we can't even plan, to be open and curious to that. So when I'm listening to this Nusach, and this is the process I go through with any Nusach, I start out by listening carefully to the sounds of the Nusach and starting to think, like, well, what melodies are opening up from those sounds? So, bum ba ba bum ba ba bum, di dum bum 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 bum, oy 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 la di la la la, oy di da da wa ma ma. So then I start hearing this niggin called Bina's niggin. Ham ba da dum ba da dim ba. Hi di di da 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 di da da. Bum ba da dum ba da dim ba. Hi ya 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 ya. Which is the niggin we started out singing today. And the niggin and the nusach are both in the same scale, the same sonic territory, and so one flows into the next and flows back. I always like it when a niggin is heavily related to the nusach, because then it starts in that space, that sonic territory that nusach is in, and takes us somewhere else. So let's go through some of the shachrit, and we'll practice a little bit putting those two together. Okay. Baruch atah Adonai, and I'm singing with Adonai's in there just because, in case anybody's practicing as a practice thing, it's good to hear how the sound actually is. Some people would change that to other things. I also another thing to consider here is the how you pronounce words, whether it's Sephardic or Ashkenazic, which also it has to do with where the accents are placed and so forth. We'll get into that in a little while. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu ve'Elohei Aviseinu, Elohei Abraham, Elohei Yitzchak, Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, Elohei Leah. Hawel agadol agibor v'anoro v'eloyovon, Gomel chasadim tovim, v'konehi yakovo, Zocher chastei avot u'mevi goel, Yivnei v'neem l'man shemo v'yahava, Melech ozer fokedu mashio magen, Baruch ata Adonai v'shemo, Magen Avraham u'fokei sarava, Tagibor le'olam Adonai, V'chayim etim atarab l'hoshiya, Mashiva ruach umarid hagashem, mechavu avalkel chayim, bechesed, mechayei meitim, mirachamim rabihim, savuvo mechnafliyim, mirovo fechovolim, muhumatir asuriyim, mechayem emunatoli sheinei afar, Mi chamocha vavavav givura vavot uu mi davo melavach melech mei mi tu mechavayeh uu matzmiach Yeshua ne'emanata achayon meitim baruch ata Adonai Meitim. Then you could go, Nigadesh Hashem Chabolam, Kishem Shemakdishim Oto Bishme Marom, Kakatuva Yad Neviyecha, Vikaraze El Zeviyamar, Kadosh, 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 or you might keep the Nigin going, Nigadesh Hashem Chabolam, Ba va 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 olam geshem shemakdishim oto bishmei marom ka va 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 katuvu va yavad neviyecha karazel zeh beyamar kadosh kadosh kavadosh adonai tzeva Baruch Evod Adonai Mimkomov, Divrei Kodshecha Katuv Lemor, Imloch Adonai Leolam Eloi Tzion, Ledor Vador, Hallelujah, Ledor Vador Nagiko Lecho, Ulenetzach, Netzach, Yim, Gedushas Chavo, Nagdish, Vishivchacha, Elohim, Mivinu Lo Yamush Leolam Vaved, Ki Omelech Adov, Kadosh Ata Baruch, Ata Adonai Ha'el HaKadosh. Right, so we're looking to, I'm always kind of thinking, I don't necessarily plan out in advance where this niggin is going to come in. instead I'm leaving it to where does it feel like I can bring people together? So especially as we're getting into here now, it's going to be Atacho nein la dam dawa, tumele mein la no shpina. Chaneinu mietchad dey avino vehaskel, baruch atadunai chanein adas. Because everything now is plural. So whereas usually now is the time where everybody spaces out, instead we want to see if we can bring everybody together. And by the way, if you want to bring people together in song, they also have to be brought together much closer together, appropriately so, but physically closer together. There must be proximity in order for this to work. People need to be almost claustrophobically close to have the nuance that really brings the music alive. Consider Omdim Tzufufim Mishtachavim Revachim, like it says in Pirkei Avot, that try to be very close together, but yet if it ever need to bow down, there'll be enough room. So don't worry about that. Hashivenu avinu l'toratecha v'karvenu malkenu l'vodetecha v'chzirenu v'shvash l'ma lefanecha baruch atadonai yerotze v'shuvah aslach lanu avinu kichatanu. Right, I'm going through a Nusach right now. V'chalanu malkenu kifashanu kimucha v'solecha ta baruch atadonai v'chanu hamar belislawach reina v'ninu v'rivar v'venu. Some of these things you have to do extremely fast so that it doesn't go all day, because during the weekday it's not Shabbos, so we don't have time to sing all day during the week, unless you're in a particularly lucky situation. So we have to get through with some speed. On the other hand, I try to do things pretty fast so that when there is a moment to sing, we can feel relaxed for at least a moment in each service, feel a sense of transcendence, a sense of real tefillah. Because the Rina and the Tefillah are both indicators of each other, as the Talmud says, Bimkom Rina Shantei Tefillah. The Tefillah and the Shira have the same gematria. They're the same thing. So the Tefillah here is the Amida, and we're looking to make what is printed as just a prayer into a real prayer. Let that be a song. Let ourselves become prayers. Let ourselves become songs. So we need to make some space, but sometimes in order to do that, you have to speed up the rest of it. Rifayinu Adonai v'nirafe Hashienu v'nivashaya kisilenseinu atav Alev refreshlima v'lechol makoseinu Ki amelech rofe neman rechamanota Baruch atah Adonai rofechu le'amu Yisrael v'heheh Baruch aleinu. Right, so going through relatively fast, but then we're going to get Baruch atah Adonai mevarech hashanim tekah b'shofar gavado. I'm going to get back into the melody a little bit here. Tekah b'shofar gadol l'cheiruseinu v'savavavavanez l'kabetz galu yoseinu. The cup say, nu yachad, bring us together. Merba kanfotaretz, from the four corners of the land or the world. Baruch atah Adonai, mikabetz nidcheyamo Yisrael. Right, so in general, tekah b'shofar gadol, and later on when it says, Shema kolenu, and at the end when it says Sim Shalom Ba'olam, Barchenu Avinu, Kulanu Kechad, all moments where it's really talking about the gathering together of ourselves and our voices towards hearing the sounds of each other, hearing the sounds of the world at large, working towards a sort of a messianic time when we're really hearing the sounds that come from the four corners of the world, the Arba Kanfot Ha'aretz. And so then I want to really bring out the niggun around that time to let us all feel that together. Because the words don't do it. You must also actually experience the feeling of coming together. That's the Me'ein Olam Haba right there. The reflection of the time to come that we all have to create. Tikavava bishofar gadol lecheiruteinu. Kabetz galu yoseinu, ikavab seinu yachad, merba kanfo taretz. Baruch ata Adonai, mikabetz nitchayamo Yisrael. Notice there that I'm singing it a bit as a rubber band version of the melody. The niggun, Bina's niggun, is actually in time. Right, but sometimes it's best to do it as sort of like a rubber band, a melody that stretches, opens, and closes. And that's a way of letting more people in. Sometimes you sing a long note and people suddenly realize they can get in. So you go, Tikka b'shofar gadol, and the whole room goes, ha, 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 ha. Everybody sings a harmony note there. L'chevuteinu, bam, 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 bam. People will start to add things in if you give them the room. The kabeis galu yoseinu, and so forth. And then at the end, you can keep going through like that, or go through in the nusach. You might also, so then at Shema Kolenu, you might do it again. Esemach David Abdecha Meherat Atzmiach, and so forth. Then you get into Shema Kolenu, and you go Shema Kolenu. Adonai Eloheinu, Hu Svirachem, Amamamamamaleinu, Bekaveh Berachamim, Ratzon et Tefilateinu, Ay, 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 didam bam, bidadam bam, bam. And then you can keep doing the text. There's a lot of flexibility here. There's about while there are standards for the nusach, the nigun and how it applies to the text has no halacha. there's no rules about how a nigun fits in. It should come out as it comes out. Sometimes multiple people will sing entirely different words or different pronunciations of the words all at the same time. Some people just sing lai lai lai. It opens up the whole spectrum so that. So the idea is to get people to be together, and some of that delicious, juicy, discordant sounds end up being the very special nature of a nigun. It's not a perfect art form, but it's perfect in its imperfection. Ki el shomeya tefilot tachanunim ha'avata Mi yufanecha makeinu, rake rekamal tishiveinu. Ki ata shomeya tfilat amcha Yisrael berachamim. Baruch ata Adonai, shomeya tefilah. La 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 la. I would just go on with a lai 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 for a while if you wanted to, or if you're in a rush, you get back into Ritzei and you keep going with the words. We'll leave it off there. That's the idea. You can be creative with all the rest of it too. You might do that as that niggun. Or you do it back in the nusach. But by Sim Shalom, I'd probably want to get back into the niggun again, or even change it up altogether. And finish off, certainly, with as many lai lai lies as you've got time for. A word about the pronunciation, Ashkenazic, Sephardic. Everybody's going to have different styles with it, and they're all okay. They should all be embraced because they all bring something different. So, say at the beginning, Michalkel chayim bechesed, v'chayei meitim, rachamim rabim. Sort of a more modern version of it, but the older version might have more resonance for a traditional crowd. Michalkel V'rachamim raviyim, sarvavoy mech naiflim, v'ravoy v'chaylim, uvu. And so forth. It goes on like that. The accents tend to be more at the beginning of the words in the Ashkenazis version. And yeah, so feel free to experiment with all these and come up with your own style. Look, I hope this has been useful for you all. And I look forward to getting to sing with you guys down the line. Thanks for listening. And please listen to Ellie's and Dina's talks, which should give some amazing Torah about teachings about the words of the Amida. Thank you. Bye.